Well, the numbers are down slightly in Montana. More than 7,500 pedestrians were killed in the U.S. last year, a 40-year high. A new report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association is renewing calls to transform transportation systems in a way that keeps people safe. While the issue has caught the attention of law enforcement and policymakers, the report says the upward trend is still a major issue, with pedestrian fatalities increasing by nearly 80% since 2010. Beth Osborne with Smart Growth America says the U.S. still hasn't fully realized the dangerous effects of the interstate highway system.
And we have taken this very high-speed traffic and put it through places where a driver would need a lot more time to avoid conflict.
With the growing size of trucks and SUVs, groups such as Osborne's have been pressuring the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to do more to prioritize pedestrian safety as it updates vehicle safety ratings. In Montana, a focus on bicycle and pedestrian safety has helped reduce the number of pedestrians killed from 24 in 2021 to 22 last year. Lawmakers recently considered a transportation bill with a number of related provisions, including requiring schools to teach bicycle and pedestrian safety, but those measures did not pass a final legislative vote. Other western states have made improvements, too. Osborne credits Washington State for adopting a law that keeps safety and accessibility in mind for certain road projects.
They must design any project that costs more than $500,000 as a complete street, a roadway built and designed and maintained and operated for all users of the system.
Osborne urges cities and towns to incorporate safety improvements under their authority and to push policymakers at the state and federal levels to consider changes for roads under those jurisdictions. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.